Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2016 NC Preps Football Preview Show. I'm your host, Dina King, publisher of ncpreps.com, member of the Rivals Network, Yahoo Sports. Just wanted to tell everyone, appreciate everyone tuning in today. Football season is just around the corner. We have around six more weeks until we kick off the 2016 season, and it actually kicks off on a Thursday on Time Warner Cable Magazine with the A.L. Brown Wonders travel to Concord to face the Spiders in that historically Battle of the Bell there in Cabarrus County. Big time matchup, big time crowd, big time atmosphere. So it's going to be starting off in at least six more weeks. Just wanted to kick off this show to announce our 2016 preseason All-State team in the public school division. Scotland County running back Zamir White has been chosen as the preseason player of the year. He's coming off a great season for the Fighting Scots, and Zamir is one of the top-rated running backs in the country. He is only a junior, so he's got a couple more years to play for Coach Richard Bailey down there in Scotland. So we're going to start with the offense. At quarterback, Hendon Hooker from Dudley High School, committed to Virginia Tech. At running back, Zamir White, junior from Scotland. The other running back, Javon Leake, a senior from Page High School in Greensboro. We have three wide receivers, Jaden Borders, a senior at Shelby High School, who is committed to East Carolina. Wide receiver Ryan Jones, a senior from Mallard Creek High School, who has committed to North Carolina. And wide receiver Sage Surratt, another senior who is at Lincolnton. On the offensive line, we have Eric Douglas, who is a senior from Mallard Creek, who has verbally committed to South Carolina. Dimitri Emanuel, a senior from Marvin Ridge High School. Avery Jones, a junior from Havelock High School. Jonah Melton, a senior from Eastern Alamance, who is committed to North Carolina. And our final lineman is T.J. Moore, a senior, who is from Mallard Creek as well. Our 2016 defense is led by a defensive lineman, Grant Gibson of Mallard Creek, who is committed to NC State. Zach Gill, a senior from Wake Forest High School. Junior K.J. Henry from West Forsyth. Jake Lawler, a senior from South Mecklenburg, who is verbally committed to North Carolina. And Jordan Riley rounds up the defensive lineman. He's a senior from Durham Riverside, and he is also verbally committed to North Carolina. Three linebacker spots, Justin Foster, a senior from Crest High School. Sherrod Green, a senior from Rocky Mount High School. And linebacker Dax Holyfield from Shelby High School, who is a junior. In the defensive secondary, we have Jacoby Clement, a senior from Mallard Creek, who is committed to NC State. Madison Cone, a senior from East Forsyth, who's committed to Wisconsin. Jalen Dickerson, a senior from Pinecrest, who's committed to South Carolina. And Braylon Faison Walden, a senior from Greensley. On the special teams and athletes, our athlete is Hanson Nazardine, a senior from Concord. Our kicker is Christopher Dunn, a junior from North Davidson, who is committed to NC State. Punter Jonathan Dorr, a senior from South Mecklenburg. Long snapper Mitch Hall, a senior from Clayton. And the kick returner, punt returner, Eric Gallman, a senior from Mountain Island Charter. So that wraps up our public school preseason All-State team. We also did a private school preseason All-State team. And starting with offense, we have quarterback Sam Hartman of Davidson Day, running back Gabe Montgomery of Providence Day, running back DeMarcus Stratford from Charlotte Latin. Three wide receivers are Brodus Roberson of Charlotte Country Day, Deshaun Holmes of Statesville Christian, Julius Felder of Concord First Assembly. Offensive lineman Jack Mitchell of Charlotte Christian, Luca Katz of Charlotte Country Day, Jack Carter of Davidson Day, Tyshawn Miller of Northside Christian, and Cameron Sedrigan of Concord First Assembly. On defense, defensive lineman Eddie Crutchfield of Latin, Austin Henley of High Point Christian, Garrett Grohl of Davidson Day, and Sam Landis of Ravenscroft. The three linebackers are Seth Griswold of Christ School, Chase Monroe of Davidson Day, Don Banks of Harold's Christian. Defensive secondary, Melvin Rouse of Latin, Dre Davis of High Point Christian, Kokayi Cobb of Christ School, Tanner Talley of Northside Christian. And on the special teams, kicker Christian Van Sickle of Charlotte Christian, Zach Murphy of Ravenscroft, long snapper is Austin Rees of Davidson Day, and the athlete is Jared Littman Gash of Christ School. So there is your private school preseason All-State team. And now we're going to go with our preseason Baker's Dozen for our individual four classes, and I'll go run through those rather quickly. At the 1A division, we have Wallace Rose Hill at number one, Tarver at number two, number three, West Montgomery, four, Murphy, five, Robbinsville, six, East Carteret, seven, Plymouth, eight, Mitchell, nine, James Keenan, 10, Mount Airy, 11, Swain County, 12, East Surrey, 13, East Wilkes. A lot of good teams in that 1A division there. At the 2A spot, no surprise, number one, Shelby, who will be gunning for their third straight title. Number two, Monroe. Number three, Clinton. Number four, Reidsville. Number five, Lincolnton. Number six, Kinston. Number seven, Northeastern. Number eight, East Lincoln. Number nine, Franklin. Number 10, Bunn. 11, Southwest Edgecombe. Number 12, High Point Andrews. And number 13, East Dublin. Then we go to the 3A division. Defending champ, Crest, is number one. Number two is Havelock. Number three, Rocky Mount. Number four, South Point. Number five, Concord. Number six, Weddington. Number seven, Western Alamance. Number eight, Southern Durham. Number nine, A.C. Reynolds. Number 10, Kings Mountain. Number 11, Terry Sanford. Number 12, High Brighton. And number 13, Eastern Alamance. We'll head to the 4A class. No surprise, number one, Mallor Creek, gunning for their four straight 4AA title. Number Gotland County, number three, Dudley, number four, Butler, number five, East Forsyth, number six, Charlotte Catholic, number seven, Richmond County, number eight, Wake Forest, number nine, Page, number 10, Vance, number 11, Huff, number 12, West Forsyth, and rounding up the 4A class, number 13, Garner. So that's our preseason Baker's Dozen for 2016. It's been released, and so just wanted to tell our listeners about our 2016 NC Prep Football News Yearbook that will be on sale short. Well, you can pre-order it now, but it'll be in Omega Sports and some other businesses in the next few weeks. You can go pre-order the book by going to NC Preps for the info. It gives you the order information. This publication, it's 25th edition. So since 1991, got a lot of good information, all the high school teams in North Carolina, all the public schools, and plus we have 12 private schools information, a little preview on each school with top players and their schedules. Also have some good articles from some local sports writers in their area, Langston Wirtz in Charlotte. We have Mike London, who added his info in with the Salisbury Rowan schools. We have J.P. Mundy, who wrote about the Piedmont Triad area schools. And we have Sammy Batten, who has done an incredible job. He's put together a top 25 recruiting player list in his 25 years of covering high school recruiting in North Carolina. You will want to see this. This list is incredible, and I have to give Sammy a lot of credit for putting this together. It's just a great list, and I can't wait for people to see this list. It's just some great players on this list. And then we have Dave Thomas, who has put together a list of all the parade All-Americans that are from North Carolina. So that's an impressive list too. So some great features in the book. You know, we also have the big schedule and some listings of college prospects and everything. And so we have our conference predictions as well, and preseason players of the year for each conference. And so we hope that you can take a look at that and get you a copy. They'll be $15 in stores, and you can order them by mail. It's $21.45. That's with postage included. And you can also order through PayPal, and those details are listed on NC Preps. Well, this is going to wrap up our first show of the year. It was a really short show. I hope to have some more shows lately about the upcoming season and with football. And then we're having a lot of basketball coverage as well with the AAU going on and everything, and hope that possibly we could have a show on that as well with some guests and everything. But I want to thank everyone for joining us today, and hope you come back and listen again. And thank you for listening today, and thank you for visiting NC Preps. Thank you, and goodbye.